Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second, with McNair covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Cecil moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Welch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kane. Werber goes all the way around to score. Cecil moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Al Benton now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Farrell reaches third base with a triple. Reynolds scores. Soltis goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry strikes out. One out. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welch takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Farrell scores. Welch moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Werber reaches second base with a double. Welch scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Werber scores. It's 10-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney pinch hits for Al Benton. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Lager now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Worsler applying the tag. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lager fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Worsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Worsler hits a fly ball towards left. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Welch moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lager fields it and throws to first for the out. Welch moves to third. Bishop moves to second. One out. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Welch scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 11-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Bishop scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 12-0, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil scores. Johnson scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 14-0, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds scores. 2 outs. It's 15-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 15, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 15-2, Red Sox. Ed Lager is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lager strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 15, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.